Hello, and welcome,
Blog
listening
Talk
audience.
Radio.
Hello, and welcome, listening audience, to a conversation with Ross Girardi on mindfulness walking. Ross, are you on the call today?
Hi, King. I'm on. Yes, thank you.
Yes. So I'm very excited about learning about mindfulness walking. As you know, I'm a walker, avid walker. Love to do it daily. I think it's one of the best and simplest ways to just enjoy your own space and time. So I'm really curious about what mindfulness walking is and how can I apply that to my daily walking schedule.
Well, King, first of all, thank you for inviting me on, and I love talking about this subject. And mainly because of all the things that I do every day, the one thing that I really look forward to every day is taking a walk. And a mindfulness walk is kind of what it sounds like. So you're combining your walk with a mindfulness practice. And the benefits of that are just huge. And I'll just say this, a lot of people are talking about meditation and yoga and those type of things, and they're perfect and they're great. But one thing that I've noticed, and I think a lot of other people have noticed, is that people will get started meditating, but they really don't stick to it. And so therefore, they don't get the benefits, all the benefits that they could get if they were doing that. So what mindfulness walking is, it allows you to get a lot of these same benefits of mindfulness that come from meditation, but you're active, you're moving, you're on a walk, you're connecting with nature, hopefully, if you have an area where you can do that. And the benefits that accrue from doing this are just amazing, including the benefits last, not just while you're doing the walk and getting mindful, but they last a long time after the walk is over. So that's just kind of in a nutshell what we're talking about today. And would love to get any questions, King, that you might be getting from the board or any that you might have so that we can kind of dive into the subject.
Well, yeah, one of the ones I have initially would be, what would you say is one of the reasons why you got into just mindfulness walking? What led you to start doing that, as you say? Because most people talk about meditation, but you're saying this is kind of a form of meditation as well, correct?
Correct. And so for me, King, it goes way back to really back to the 1990s, and I started walking every day. Back in 1994, really, was when I just consciously decided to start doing it on a daily basis. And there was a park. I was living in Alexandria, Arlington area, and I would go to this one park every single day, and it had a nice loop trail through the park. And so I would started to walk, and at first I did it as a form of exercise. So that, I was out there trying to go as fast as I could. Sometimes I would jog, sometimes I would walk. And there was, great benefit. But one day I started noticing everything around me. The trees, it happened to be, the trees are changing colors. And I just started noticing how beautiful it was. So instead of rushing and doing it as exercise, I actually slowed down and took time to look at everything that was around me. And so I started doing that for several weeks, and then I started really feeling this kind of shift. And it was, probably better than I'd ever felt in my life up until that time. And so I just kept doing it, and I kept going. Now, I didn't have any way to explain it. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know that it was, I didn't know anything about it. It was just something I kind of stumbled on. And then since that time, over the years, continuing to do it, I also did a lot of reading and studying and, taking some classes here and there to learn about this whole area of mindfulness and consciousness and really what's going on. So now I'm able to talk about it a little more, but I just, you know, kind of stumbled on it back then by accident, really.
And what would you say is one of the most rewarding walking, the mindfulness walking, and how often do you actually go about engaging in mindfulness walking?
Could you say that again, King? I think our connection is a little...
I'm sorry. I would say, what would you say is the number one or one of the key benefits that you receive when you're out going through your mindfulness walking?
Well, I'd say the first and most noticeable benefit, and I think anyone that tries to do this over within a period of a week, you will start to notice some positive changes. And one of them is you just have you have more sense of control, and you feel you feel less stress, if you will. You feel kind of more at peace and more calm, and you're able to, you know, to handle the events of life, I think, a little more powerfully than you might otherwise, you know, would without having some sort of practice like this. And so that's a noticeable thing that I think everyone would notice right away. And I think this might be a good time, King, to talk about that there are levels of consciousness, and different people kind of split it up different ways, and some people say there's 7 levels, some people say there's 10, you know. But for our discussion, I think it might be good to let's just think about it in terms of, you know, if level 0, you're asleep, okay? So that's, if we can agree that's, you know, that's what level 0 is. And then level 1 is that period between sleep and waking. So you're just either waking up in the morning or just falling asleep at night. That's kind of like the twilight zone. So that would be level 1. Then level 2 is what we would call ordinary everyday consciousness. And that's the state that almost everyone's in almost most of the time. And that's what Ellen Langer at Harvard, who studied mindfulness for 40 years, she refers to that as the lights are on, but no one's home. So it's, you know, because if you think about it, it's kind of like sleepwalking. I mean, you're awake and there's a certain level of consciousness. You're functioning in the world, but the lights aren't really turned on. You're not really aware of what's going on. You're just kind of reacting. So that's where most people are most of the time. And so what this mindfulness walking will do is help bump us up to that next level where the lights get switched on. And I just call that, you know, basic mindful awareness. So your lights are switched on, you're aware of what's going on, and you become, you know, here's an interesting thing that Ellen Langer said that we should mention now is that she said that all problems are the result of a lack of mindfulness. Now, that's a huge statement, but it's, you know, if you think about it, it's true. Look at all the car accidents that happen every day. Look at all the accidents in general. Look at all kinds of things that happen, and it's basically due to a lack of mindfulness. So what we want to do with this practice is get us up to that level, at least up to the level where awareness is turned on, level 3. And then we want to, you know, over time, by doing this mindful walking, we'll get bumped up to level 4, which would become then our new default level of consciousness. And that's where we're in mindful awareness, but it's much more intense, so that we're at the point where we actually are actively noticing new things. And we're actually seeking out to see new things in the environment and learning new things and listening, you know, at a much deeper level. So that's kind of the benefits, is that we're going to be climbing up this ladder of consciousness. And from level four, we can even get up to level five, which, you know, would be called the zone or the flow state. And that's where we hear about people playing sports, and they go into the zone, and time seems to stand still, and their actions are perfect. They're doing everything perfectly. And the interesting thing about this is, going into the flow, we can all go into that state, and we can, whether we're working on writing something, or we're talking to a client, or we're doing any number of things, we can get into the flow state, and that is an amazing place to go. And so that's another benefit, is it's easier to get into the flow. Then beyond that is level six, and that's what Abraham Maslow called the peak experience. Now, that's a rare level of consciousness, but we might as well talk about it. And that's these glimpses of higher consciousness that will happen almost spontaneously. Sometimes it seems that it happens, and you go into this state of consciousness where everything seems perfect. Everything in the world seems perfect. There's this energy flow, this feeling of almost universal love and connection to everything, to others, to nature, to rocks and trees. I mean, you feel this overwhelming, powerful connection. So that's the peak experience. And the one thing with the peak experience is you go up into the peak, but typically you come down fairly quickly, within an hour. Sometimes it lasts for a day or so, but it's not a permanent state. And then the last level, if you will, would be level seven, which is enlightenment. And so I like to think of enlightenment as maybe a permanent peak experience. So it's like being in the peak experience, but that's where you start to live from every day. I mean, you become like Gandhi. You know, you become like the Buddha. Those are historical examples we're familiar with, of people that we think of at the enlightened state. So that's the seven levels. But, you know, where we would be focused is really getting bumped up from ordinary everyday consciousness and just becoming more mindful. That's really the first step. And then, you know, the other levels are available, but we've got to get to level three first. So that's kind of the big picture, if you will, of this practice.
You know, as I listen to you talk about the seven levels of consciousness, you know, I think that's excellent that you're able to have a person kind of begin to make that ascendancy through those levels just by walking. And I don't mean just by walking, as though walking is a significant activity. But what I mean is that the simpleness of walking is something that everybody can do. It's not something that requires a person to be, you know, in shape and necessarily go see their doctor first and do all those things necessary that people have to normally do for extraneous activities. So anyone can just kind of get started. You just have to have, you know, block that time to get going. So with that being said, that now that a person can now ascend through these different levels of consciousness, and each level is, of course, taking a person through another spiritual transformation as they ascend to the next level. And like I said, but it all begins by just committing to the activity of walking. So how long would you recommend, or would you suggest that a person actually spend out 30 minutes? Is it an hour, or what time frame, or is there a time frame that a person should commit to they engage in mindfulness walking?
Well, King, that is a great question on a number of levels. And what I would recommend is, and this comes from a book called One Small Step by, what's the author's name? Robert Maurer, I believe, M-A-U-R-E-R. But what he's talking about there is we want to take one small step, really anything new that we're going to start doing. We want to start very small. And it's ironic, the title of the book's One Small Step, and we're talking about walking. It could start with one step. It could start with 10 steps. We want to, you know, it's much better to go slow, start small, and then keep going than to go all out on day one, and then within a week we've stopped doing it. And that's typically what almost everyone does on anything new. They go all out. They go to the gym. They start lifting and running, and literally within a week they've stopped. So what I would recommend, particularly for this, because this is something you can do for the rest of your life, so we want to install this as a practice, not just something we do occasionally when we think about it. So a practice is something that we do probably on a daily basis is ideally where we want to get to. And so I would say we want to start small. We want to start maybe with 5 to 10 minutes, really, just to get started. Now, I'll tell you this, you'll get out there, and after 10 minutes, you'll want to keep going. But I would recommend resisting the temptation to go an hour on day one, because that is typically what will stop us from continuing, because then we've spent an hour, and we're on day one, and tomorrow morning rolls around, and we may not go back out. So I would say start small, but ideally what happens is, with myself and people that I know that started practicing this, is you do tend to want to go longer and longer over time. So it's not uncommon for someone to go out and literally take an hour walk of mindfulness and get into this mindful state. And then when they return to work, they return to the office, whatever they're up to that day, all those switches are then turned on, and they have all that power available for creativity and connection and relating to others and all the good stuff that, you know, that we think of by being mindful. Those resources become available. So I would say that, King, I would say let's start off really small, but just keep going and do it every single day, even in quote-unquote bad weather. Unless it's, you know, one caveat, if it's lightning, probably not a good idea. Or if it's really thick ice, even, you know, I'll tend to do the walk indoors, just because those two kind of extreme weather conditions can be dangerous. But if it's just raining or shower, or if it's cold or snowing, you know, some of the best walks I've ever had were in that type of weather. So I would recommend still going on those walks as long as it's safe.
Now, is this something that, in order to achieve the mindfulness walking, that you have to do alone, or is this something you can actually do with your spouse or a coworker or a friend?
You know, it's might be counterintuitive, but this is something you want to do alone, particularly in the early stages of it, because if you're with someone, or if you're with, well, let's put it this way, if you're with anyone, your attention tends to be divided, and you tend to be, you know, you're outside of yourself. So I recommend strongly that you start off doing this by yourself, and then at a certain point you could join others on a walk, and you could still be in this mindful state as you're walking, even if you're with others. But in the beginning, it's best to go alone.
Okay. And is it something that you would suggest when it comes to, like, maybe they shouldn't eat before an hour or two before they walk, or shouldn't plan to eat an hour or two after they walk? Is there any other kind of preparation that you recommend that a person kind of should go through prior to engaging in mindfulness walk?
You know, not that I'm aware of, King. I think the nice thing about this is there's not a lot of preparation required. And, you know, if you were going out on a run, then there are certain things, times to eat and not eat and that. But I think for walking, it's the nice thing is you don't need to do any of those things. So you could go out, you could have a meal before, you could have a meal right after. I don't think there's too many restrictions in terms of that when you're going to do this.
Okay. Now, I understand that, you know, there's still a lot more questions that I'm sure that I have and questions that our listening audience may have as well. And I know that you have actually a mini course that you created called A Quick Way to Increase Your Level of Consciousness. Can you talk a little bit about that and how listeners can get more information about the mini course?
Sure, King. So, yeah, it's a I created this. It's really a 10-day course, short videos, and some things to think about. And more than anything, it's just a way to reinforce the practice. If someone decides, you know what, I want to start on this, watching those short videos will hopefully inspire you to not only start but to keep going. But in this course, we talk about some of the do's and don'ts, some of the things to think about when you're going to set out and go on a walk. For instance, in one of the sessions, we talk about doing kind of a check-in before you go on your walk, find out what your level of consciousness is, see how you feel, and rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. And then after the walk, do the same thing. Check in, see what your level of consciousness is, and rate yourself again on a scale of 1 to 10. And if you keep doing this, you'll notice over time that your scores start to get better and better. So it's a cool way to kind of see how you're making progress over time. But the course is very, very straightforward, very practical, and it is we go into a little more depth on how to do it, so that you don't need to be thinking about, well, you know, is there a right way or a wrong way. We're just giving some guidelines, and we talk about actually the practice itself. So walking is part of it, but then how do you get more mindful as you're walking? And we talk about that as well. So that's part of the course. And everyone that's gone through it we've just gotten amazing feedback. And for me personally, the most gratifying thing is I get emails from people that have gone through it, and I hear that they're walking, that they're actually out walking and doing it, and that's what gets me excited. So it's one thing if you take a course and you might find it interesting and then you never do anything. It's another thing if you take a course and you really get something out of it to the point where you start doing the activity or the practice. So that's really what the course does, is it helps get you out of the house, get you out of the office, and helps get you outside doing this walk. King?
Yes, sorry about that, Ross. We have some technical difficulties, so I didn't, your voice is kind of fading in and out.
Oh, wait, what? Okay. Should we do a retake? Can you hear me, King?
How about
King? Let me call back on another number, King, and just to see if it might be on my end. I'll call right back in.
So what I FULLNESS mindfulness to 5888-5888-5. So again, text your name and your email to mindfulness at 5888-5. Cross, are you back with us?
Okay.
Ross, are you back with us? Yes. Are you back with us, Ross?
Yeah, I'm back on. It might be on the system side because it's still kind of garbled and breaking up.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that is the case. We've been having some difficulty with the conversation and the sound being clear all the time. Why don't you share your contact information with everybody, Ross? I was sharing them how they can text their information to get into your program, but why don't you share your website and any other information, your contact information, if you want.
Okay, well, I'd say the central hub is just to go to our Conscious Management Consulting website, which is the URL is consciousmgt.com. And from there, you can find links to contact me or to check out our blog. And that's probably the best way to find us. So that's, again, www.consciousmgt.com.
Okay. And thank you, listening audience. We're going to make sure that we clean this up and send out a better version. But this has been the Mindfulness Walking webinar with Ross Girardi, Conscious Management Consultant. Ross, thank you very much for the information you shared with us. I know that I'm looking forward to going out and engaging in my mindfulness walking today. I haven't had the opportunity to do it, but you just gave me some tips. And so I now can focus on ascending through those different levels of consciousness. I look forward to going through a program to help me see where I'm at each level of consciousness and what I need to do to get to the next level. Do you have any closing remarks you'd like to share with our listening audience, Ross?
Well, I would just like to thank you, King, and thank everyone that's on with us. And I just want to wish everyone that you take advantage of this and start this practice and see what results you get.
Absolutely. Again, Ross, thank you very much. Thank you for the information. And to anyone out there listening, I hope you engage in walking that will help you be more present, more centered, and mindfulness walking to help you ascend to those different levels of consciousness as well. And so until we talk again next week, everyone continue to have a great and productive day. Thank you.